The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hi, this is Cherie J. Wilson, and you are listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson, along with our guest Michael Priest. Michael's credits as a television director include multiple episodes of Dallas, Streets of San Francisco, Barnaby Jones, Walker, Texas Ranger, and Seventh Heaven. He has also worked with such film legends as John Wayne, Marlon Brando, Steve McQueen, and Spencer Tracy. One of my favorite episodes of Dallas, or at least one of my favorite scenes, is, I forget which season, but it was the year after Jim Davis died. And they had the extended storyline that season where J.R., Ray, and Bobby go down to South America to look for Jock, and they discover he's dead, but he's not declared dead. And it takes, you know, however many episodes for Miss Ellie to come to terms with the fact that Jock died. And finally, near the end of the season, there's a dinner scene where the family is gathered together. And I think J.R. and Sue Ellen are divorced, but J.R. invites Sue Ellen to dinner, and they bring John Ross, and John Ross sits in Jock's chair, and at that moment, Miss Ellie goes into the kitchen, and she loses it. And that's when she finally comes to terms with Jock's death. And of all the episodes of Dallas, it's one of my favorite moments, because it's one of the moments, because, you know, forget about, I mean, it's easy to say Dallas was over the top, but it is moments like that where you remember, Michael, that it's a show about family, and it's those things that really grounded the show and made it authentic and made it so popular to people such as myself.
Right. I remember, like, yesterday, being there that morning and the day before, because it was, we had this set up in the kitchen, her marks. We would kind of walk through where she would like to go, and, you know, to put dishes and things in for easy reach, and we could stage it and pre-light it so that she didn't have to wait a long time mm-hmm. after doing the dining scene. So she was comfortable in doing it, because I think we used two cameras. You know, now they would use four, but at that time we only had two. And, you know, just let her go for it.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, because we had to have special dishes, naturally, and things, and everything had to be set up. But she was, you know, Barbara was such a pro mm-hmm. and had the, you know, hit every mark so she'd be in the light and not get hidden behind things or something. So it was an inspiration, you know, to be there, to just watch it in person. It was, I remember tears rolling down my eyes. But the dining room scene was, you know, she didn't say much, if I remember correctly.
Right.
She just sort of sat there. And kind of an off, another quick story about that is she came to me the day before and she said, you know, this is a very difficult scene. Would you ask Patrick and the boys, you know, to not fool around, just to play the scene and
exactly.
just let it happen. And I said, of course. So I'm in a kind of a mistake. I went to Patrick and Larry because they were, Patrick was a culprit in all the goofing around on the stage. I mean, he's a very funny man.
Yeah.
You know, I thought he should have been a stand-up comedian. And his sister once told me, don't laugh at him because it just encouraged him. Anyway, so Barbara had me, and I went to the actors, and they said, oh, don't worry. And so she's sitting there, and there was idle chatter going on, and suddenly right in her forehead or someplace, a pea. Patrick had taken a spoon and put a pea on it and flipped it at her, and it hit her right in the forehead. Now, this is while we're doing the master scene. And it's, you know, and she just keeps, they keep acting. It's like it didn't happen. And then he takes mashed potatoes and, you know, it became a food fight.
Mm-hmm.
And this is after she had asked me, you know, to make him behave. But it she never blinked an eye. She acted like none of it was going on. And these, you know, they're goofing around. Patrick and Larry, they had a lot of fun. Like most series, you kind of have to laugh at yourself.
Well, yeah, because
Barbara was a pro.
Right. Well, because you're working long hours, and sometimes you just need to break the tension or just, you know, let loose a little bit, because otherwise it can be very crazy and it can end up hurting the performance.
Right. Well, there was a Patrick who is wonderful at that, and there's a scene where he had just made a deal on the phone. He hung up the phone. He sat back in his chair and put his feet up on the desk. I mean, that was what the script called for. So he did it, and he almost started to fall. And I said, "Oh!" So he grabbed him, and I said, "All right, let's shoot it." But I said, "You know, when we're done shooting, you want to, Patrick, just fall over. You know, it'd be kind of funny for the dailies to see it the next day." And so he said, "Yeah, okay." So he does. He finishes the scene, puts his feet up, sits in the chair, and I kind of snap my fingers so he knows we've got enough film, and he fell over backwards. So everybody laughed, and it got a bit, and the next day he comes into work, and he had hurt himself a little bit. And I said, "God, we can't do that kind of joke anymore, Patrick. What if you had, like, really broken your neck or, you know, or something?" And so, you know, of course, always he just wanted to get a laugh at no matter what the expense was.
I would imagine, because he was basically the straight man on that show. I mean, he was the good guy. He was the hero, whereas Hagman had the best lines and almost always the best storylines. And so I would imagine Patrick would relish the opportunity to cut loose, even if it was just for the outtakes or for the dailies.
Yeah, it was just everything. You know, Patrick, like, was a very good horseman. I mean, I think he had horses and things. And he would, do his own stunts. He would, fall off the horse just for a laugh, you know, trying to look cool. You know, he was very, a natural comedian. But Patrick was really funny. But people would laugh at everything they would do, the crew. And it just encouraged them to have more fun.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-915-8054. 800-915-8054. 800-915-8054. That's 800-915-8054. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.